W-2 Chippewa Falls, W-2280P Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Israel and the U.S. are on alert today for possible retaliation by Iran and Hezbollah. Seth Jones is with the Center for Strategic International Studies.
I think the U.S. objective is to keep this from escalating to a full-scale war that pulls in the U.S.
Officials say these attacks could happen with little to no warning. Technical difficulties did not stop former President Trump from slamming Vice President Harris last night on X.
He is a radical left San Francisco liberal, third-rate phony candidate.
And the Caribbean's now bracing for Tropical Storm Ernesto, but parts of the U.S. could feel its effects too. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen is tracking it.
There will be some very rough surf, probably from the Florida shoreline all the way on up into the Gulf of Maine.
The storm could become a hurricane by Thursday as it heads towards Bermuda. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Today's partisan primary election day is the first time voters are casting ballots under new boundaries for Wisconsin's Senate and Assembly districts. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf.
I have not heard a lot of contact from voters expressing any sort of confusion, but certainly if voters have those types of questions, there are some really good resources.
Wolf recommends myvote.wi.gov. Election night coverage on most civic media radio stations and online begins tonight at 8. Attendance at this year's Wisconsin State Fair set a record. The State Fair Board says 1.1 million people came through the gates in West Allis. That's about 6,500 more people than last year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley residents will be able to get a slow-moving vehicle sign for free at Farm Technology Days this week. According to a press release from Chippewa County Emergency Management, the slow-moving vehicle signs are being distributed for free to farmers and residents at the event through Thursday, after which they will be available at the Chippewa County Sheriff's Office until there are none left. Officials are also reminding residents to slow down and pass with care when they see a vehicle with the sign on the roads. The Chippewa Valley Regional Airport has a new safety vehicle. According to a press release, airport officials say they now have a 2024 Oshkosh Striker aircraft rescue and firefighting vehicle. The addition of the safety vehicle will assist the airport in meeting Federal Aviation Administration requirements. The aircraft rescue and firefighting vehicle will also be equipped with a new kind of firefighting foam that was only recently approved for use on aircraft fires. It will allow officials to respond even faster in the event of a crash.
And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the series between L.A. and Milwaukee tonight at AmFam Field. The Crew losing Game 1 last night 5-2. The Dodgers' Shohei Ohtani with a home run that traveled 424 feet. And Mookie Betts, back in his first game since breaking his left hand, had a two-run homer with three RBI. Manager Pat Murphy.
You know, two of the best players in the game hit a home run. I thought Freddie Peralta was fantastic, but the four runs came on two infield hits and two home runs. And again, granted, another great player got the hit, but we had our opportunity, you know, to do that.
College football, the Badgers competition at quarterback continues. Tyler Van Dyke versus Braden Locke. Head coach Luke Fickell says it's a good problem to have.
As everybody wants to ask about the quarterback position and who's number one and who's number two, where I feel as good as anything is we've got two really good, really capable quarterbacks.
That's Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny and warm today, with high temperatures climbing into those mid-80s. Winds will be light and variable, and overnight, patchy fog is possible. We put today on repeat for tomorrow as well before we get soaked on Thursday, with rain lingering for our Friday and even into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah, what would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7-year-olds. I'm all the way down on the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the partisan primary election day edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. We're just getting ready for the big one. That comes in November. Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is now 6:06 on this Tuesday, August 13th, 2024. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite. Welcome into hour number two of the big program. High atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square, mostly sunny, a beautiful, gorgeous Boy George Day here in the Capital City, primary election day. Be a voter, like Mr. Zommers and myself, right there on my chest. Zommers has...
I didn't get a sticker.
He is stickerless, but we take his word for it. We take his word. He voted today. Polls open until 8 o'clock tonight across the state of Wisconsin. If you don't know where to go, if you're new to your neighborhood, no fear. Go to your phone, your computer, your laptop, your tablet, whatever device you have. And as my former boss is fond of saying, Google it up. Just say myvote.wi.gov. Myvote.wi.g as in George, O, V as in Victor. You put in your name, your address. It'll tell you exactly where to go. If you're not registered, again, no worries. Wisconsin is a same-day registration day state. So you just take your photo ID, which has to be a valid Wisconsin driver's license, a Wisconsin valid photo ID, a valid U.S. passport, a military ID. Take one of those with you, and if you need to register, like a utility bill, a month old, probably at least, but not more than 6. And as Mr. Zommers and listeners reminded us, if you're a paperless person on your bills, again, no fear. Just dial up your utility bill, your phone bill, whatever, on your cell phone. Show that to the poll worker. They will take that as proof as well, and you can register at the poll. Lots to vote on in many parts of the state, congressional-wise, legislature. And, of course, these two state amendments, which, if they pass, would take power away from the executive branch and put it with the legislative branch. It would mean when we get federal dollars for, say, a tornado or a river cleanup, that it would have to go through all the rigmarole and hand-wringing and pearl-clutching of the Wisconsin legislature controlled by Republicans in order to get the money. And they, the Republican legislature, would decide where and whom the person that gets the money. I don't like it one bit. Vote no. As simple as that. Just vote no on both amendments today. That's what we are encouraging you to do. Also, a little paperwork. I forgot. I was remiss in hour number one. Big shout out to my good friend, former colleague and sidekick at the old Sunday night program at UW-Platteville back in the day, Troy Everson, native of Soldiers Grove, Viroqua area in beautiful southwest Wisconsin, now the head of the science department at Burlington High School. Had one of his students, former Dallas Cowboy, great Tony Romo. I once asked Troy, I said, was Romo a real jerk? I was hoping, you know, because he beat the Packers a few times. Was Romo a jerk? And Troy said, no. You want to know the truth? He was one of the nicest, most polite people in high school.
Now you can't hate him.
No, I don't. And now he's doing a great job at CBS as a broadcaster.
Right,
so
right.
I asked Troy, how about Robin Voss?
How about them Cowboys?
I don't know about Robin. Well, Voss, Voss, I think, is like two or three years older than us. So no, Troy did not have Robin Voss.
Gotcha.
But wouldn't that have been something?
That would have.
Yeah. But Troy, a longtime EMS, and how about our great EMS people, our first responders across Wisconsin? And Troy's grandmother was a longtime first responder up in southwest Wisconsin, Viroqua area, Soldiers Grove area. And that's how Troy got into it. And now he has been training and mentoring all kinds of younger people and helped them get into it. He's a great teacher. I've been in his classroom before. Kids love him. He helped direct the school musicals for years. Great job. He is a renaissance man, that Troy Everson. So whatever you're doing, and he has a service dog that he takes around and helps kids and people. And his service dog's name, Trigby.
All right, I did know that, yeah.
Yes. So one of these days, we're going to have Trigby Olson meet Trigby, the service dog. So happy birthday, Troy, whatever you're doing today. Have a wonderful day, my friend. And also my longtime friends, Ryan and Rebecca Lee, celebrating, I believe, their 25th wedding anniversary today. I'm going to have to do the math, and I was the best man in their wedding, so I should know. But I believe it, I think it was 1999. Was the year of their wedding, and it was a spectacular wedding here in they're both Italians. They both have that beautiful skin, and they both never age. They're like Dick Clark. They look exactly the same today as they had 25 years ago, and they have like 5 kids. So anyway, happy anniversary to Ryan and Rebecca Lee, who are now out in the D.C. area. But they got married not far from here at the old St. Raphael Cathedral, which burned several years ago.
Well, happy birthday to Troy and happy anniversary.
To Ryan and Rebecca. Yes. Absolutely. Great, great people, all of them. Glad you're along with us. Coming up at the bottom of the hour today, Tuesday Tangents. Oh, an hour later than normal because we made way for Ben Wickler, which he was happy to do. But I have a feeling that maybe Luke Mathers is going to say that I'm grinding his gears today.
Perhaps.
Maybe. We'll see. So stay tuned for Lukester at the bottom of the hour. Talking again, primary election today. Polls are open in Wisconsin until 8 p.m. Not just congressional. You got over in the third, the western part of the state, a Democratic primary. You got Katrina Shanklin, who is in the legislature now, going up against Rebecca Cook, who finished second last time around in the Democratic primary. They're going at it fist to cuffs. And then you got this guy, Eric, who's a very fine guy, but not a chance. So it's going to be Shanklin or it's going to be a Cook tonight. We'll see what happens there. And then over in the 8th Congressional District of Green Bay, you got these three goofballs on the Republican ticket. Roger Roth, Andre Block Jock Chirac. Exactly right. And former gas station owner and Trump bootlicker, Tony Weed. Now, that's not nice. That's basically, he hired this kid that grew up in Ripon and went down and was in Florida just waiting on Trump hand and fist. And they brought this kid up to run this guy's campaign. And all he's running on the entire campaign is Donald Trump loves me. I'm not making that up. Like, it's just.
Wow.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it'll work for a lot of people.
It might work. So, and again, whoever comes out of that, whichever one of these three guys comes out of it, I feel good about the chances of Dr. Kristen Lierley on the Democratic side, because she's an OBGYN. She is a Green Bay Packer fan. Her colors of our campaign are gold and green. Her partner, he's a cop. Her kids, big hunters. She's a great person to just have a beer with, and she's enormously qualified as a physician. And so and she's just likable.
Yeah, and I mean,
she doesn't go around saying, I think the big issue with this state is bestiality. I mean, and she doesn't do that, you understand?
But she does go around and talk to people, much like Tammy Baldwin. You see her around the state all the time and appearing on different radio programs, including on civic media, and going in town halls and all kinds of stuff and listening to what people need in the area she would be serving.
She is a great listener. You're absolutely right. Now, here's what's going on. I want to play this clip from the great J.R. Ross, the WISP Politics editor. If you're not subscribing, why not? WISPpolitics.com, a great site. J.R. Ross went on WISN Channel 12 television out of Milwaukee talking about this state Senate race in the new 20th Senate district there in southeast Wisconsin, or at least eastern Wisconsin. And you've got Tim Ramthan. This goofball used to be in the assembly, a big election denier, taking on State Senator Dan Fahan, Republican of Fond du Lac. Fahan has served as the assistant majority leader. And apparently, Tim Ramthan is taking it to this guy and could win tonight. Here's what J.R. Ross said on this weekend on WISN.
The 20th for a second. Tim Ramthan looking to challenge Senator Dan Fine. This essentially, as you point out, is somewhat mega versus establishment among Republicans.
Yeah, so Tim Ramthan, remember, he was a member of the state assembly, ran for governor in 2022, really pushed a lot of conspiracy theories about the 2020 election, really part of that really ultra mega wing of the Republican Party, if you want to call it that. Now, Ramthan only got 6% in the primary for governor a couple years ago. People thought he was going to kind of fade away. But these new maps, Fine's district picks up Ramthan's old assembly seat. The district hasn't changed in terms of its partisan balance, but it's new territory for Fine that includes this really red kind of Ramthan area. There is a five alarm going off right now with Senate Republicans of we could lose this seat. And why it's important is not just who the nominee is in terms of like having the majority, but how the majority works. Dan Fine is the assistant majority leader. He's part of the quote unquote team. Ramthan was a pain in the butt to leadership in the assembly when he was there. With 22 votes this past session, Republicans had a hard time passing things, big things they wanted to do. They have several members who vote no a lot. If you add Ramthan to that mix, it makes that caucus harder to govern. And you can also open the door to a challenge to Devin Lemahieu, the Senate Majority Leader, for his leadership post-November.
There you go. And again, apologies, it's Dan Fine, State Senator Dan Fine. Looks like Fahan, F-E-Y-E-N-O-N, but it's pronounced Fine. I apologize. So Dan Fine is the incumbent, even though this is a new district under the new maps. Fine is the incumbent. And this Ramthan, who was in the assembly for a while, this new district picks up a lot of his old assembly district. So you have the mega right taking on the mega light. We'll call it that. And as someone who used to be a Republican in the state Senate, working for a state senator, this is marvelously politically juicy for me because I know exactly some of the conversations and the hand-wringing that's going on. And J.R. Ross, it was politics. Nobody's plugged in more to politics than J.R. Ross. And for Ross to say this is a five-alarm fire for Senate Republicans over there in the new 20th, this is just delicious. Because, I mean, they don't, and I've seen this before. When I worked for Dale Schultz, he was Senate Majority Leader, there was a guy, Tom Reynolds, down in the Whitewater area. By today's standards, I guess he maybe would be considered mega. But all it takes is one of these dudes to just mess up the whole thing. And you could have tonight, potentially, the assistant Senate Majority Leader get beat in a primary by the ultra-mega Tim Ramthan. And could that lead to Devin Lemahieu, the Senate Majority Leader, losing his position? Come on, Eileen. We want to know. Give us a call. Back after this, it's the Hallball Show for a Tuesday on the Civic Media Radio Network. It all comes down to that.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Bowl Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Great music here on a Tuesday. Mr. Zomer's on the board, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Talking a little bit about primary election day today. Today, polls open until 8 p.m. If you're not sure of where to vote, no problem. Dial it up. myvote.wi.gov. myvote.wi.gov will take you to your polling place. You can register at the polls with a valid Wisconsin driver's ID, valid Wisconsin driver's license or ID, valid passport, U.S. passport, and valid U.S. military ID. Take that along with either a paper copy or electronic copy of a recent phone bill or water utility bill. And you can get registered at the polls, voting open until 8 p.m. Lots of races. And, of course, the two constitutional amendments in which I am encouraging you to vote no. Coming up, our friend, our colleague, Luke Mather, is coming up after the bottom of the hour break. We'll find out what's on Luke's mind. Find out what's burning him, what's grinding his gears.
And we'll find out if his house is fully painted.
Well, it is. He did say that last time. The house did get painted. We're very happy about that for him. Want to talk, and again, here's a guy we've talked about a lot. I got accused of, you just want Pete Buttigieg for the vice president. Well, yeah, I thought he'd be good, but I said I'm happy with anybody that Harris chose, and I'm very happy with Tim Walz. But Secretary Pete Buttigieg continues, as Letterman is fond of saying, blowing the roof off the dump in terms of messaging, what we talked about with Ben Wickler, narrative. Secretary Pete Buttigieg went on the cameras again this weekend talking about the constant Trump lies. Again, this is beyond like, oh, my opponent wants to raise your taxes more than I would. They want to raise the taxes. I want to lower the taxes. That's standard political fare. And that's kind of open to interpretation, right? If you ask one economist, they say, well, this policy would raise taxes. Ask another economist, no, it would probably lower taxes. Those are the types of things that are open to debate and interpretation. What is not open to debate and interpretation is, did someone win an election or lose an election? We are in 2024 and Donald Trump is still talking about claiming falsely that he won the 2020 election. Donald Trump has spent the last 24 to 48 hours going after the Harris campaign, claiming that what people see with their own eyes on television, what people experience in person, as I did in Eau Claire, is all a figment of our imagination and or made up by artificial intelligence. It's back crap crazy. But yet, instead of talking about the economy, that's what Trump wants to talk about. Here's Pete Buttigieg talking about these Trump lies.
Something I think much bigger at play here, which is I watched that interview and watched J.D. Vance present himself as suddenly very particular about precision in speech and very concerned about honesty. He's running with Donald Trump, somebody who has set records for lying in public life. He just gave a press conference where fact checkers estimate that he told 162 distortions or lies. That, frankly, is just impressive in terms of being able to physically do that. It's like the Olympics of lying. So maybe just because it's Sunday morning, I can't stop thinking about the scripture that says, how can you look at your brother and say, let me take the speck out of your eye when you have a plank in your own eye?
He even works in biblical scripture that's relevant to the subject. Right? I just, how that guy does it, I will never know. He's just so darn talented, Pete Buttigieg. And what he was referring there on Sunday was, again, this narrative going after Tim Walz on his honorable discharge after 24 years in the military. Adam Kinzinger, we played you the whole four-minute clip here a few days ago, former Republican congressman from Illinois, was part of the bipartisan January 6th committee. Adam Kinzinger, a pilot, a veteran, says what Tim Walz did is absolutely normal. Nothing dishonorable about it at all. And remember, Donald Trump got four, not one, not two, not three, four deferments in Vietnam for a bone spur. Was too much of a coward to serve in Vietnam and in the military. And yet J.D. Vance and the MAGA crowd are going after a 24-year veteran in Tim Walz. And Buttigieg makes the point. Really? You're going after this guy? Walz? When your own guy? At his Mar-a-Lago, he claimed it was a press conference. It was a diatribe, told 162 lies in just over an hour. Like Buttigieg said, that's just kind of impressive that you could get that many out in that time frame. And then works in the biblical scripture about being concerned about a speck in someone else's eye when you have a plank in your own. Absolutely love that guy. And I hope if Harris is elected, that she finds a place in her cabinet for him as well. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What should we ask Luke about? Any ideas, Mr. Somers?
Well, I'm sure he's going to have opinions on this whole Trump thing last night, at least a little bit. Although he might just say, you know what? I didn't watch it and I don't want to.
He's a busy guy. He's getting ready for the Democratic National Convention. He's on top of that, helping us out. He's a busy dude. We'll find out. We'll find out whether you watch that or not. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. If you'd like to comment on this goofy press con, not just the one last night on X, but the one at Mar-a-Lago a few days before. Let's go to John in Milwaukee. John, just a couple of minutes. I'm sorry, we're still getting the call set up there. I jumped the gun, which oftentimes happens to me. You don't want to do that, you understand? You don't want to jump the gun. But here is John in Milwaukee listening on WAUK. John, thanks for calling in. What do you got?
You know, I was listening to you talk about Pete Buttigieg and the lies. And it's something that just personally I've come in contact with. I look at my friends that do follow Trump or, you know, are for him. And my question that they cannot answer is, why do you want to vote for a liar? And I said, in his presidency, he lied over 30,500 times. In the debate, he lied 30 times in 40 minutes, if you split the time out evenly. Mm-hmm. And now recently in his interview, 162 times. He's a liar. And so why do you want to use your precious vote to elect a liar? And they just look dumbfounded.
Yeah. I think it's a great question. It's a valid question because it pretends everything else he would do, right, in the White House. Thanks, John. Really appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Stay tuned. Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers is next. This is the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Staffing levels at Wisconsin's youth prisons is on the agenda as Governor Evers' Juvenile Justice Commission meets today. Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools are under more scrutiny since a teenager attacked and killed a counselor in June. One study finds black farmers lost more than $300 billion worth of land in the 20th century, partly due to discriminatory government policies. The Inflation Reduction Act is now paying more than $2 billion to minority farmers, ranchers, and foresters.
You can put your blindfolds on, you can turn your head the other way, but the fact of the matter is it did happen. It's documented. It's not a secret, so let's address it.
That's Sharon Mallory, who's with the 2020 Farmers Co-op, which is pushing for changes at the U.S. Agriculture Department. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Eau Claire area commuters should expect some delays this week near the I-94 and Highway 53 interchange. According to a WQOW report, the loop ramps at the interchange will close to traffic starting at 7 a.m. on Thursday, with the closures expected to last about 1 month. Transportation officials say the closures are part of an improvement project on I-94 from west of the interchange to Mallard Road in the town of Clear Creek. While the closures are in effect, detour routes will be set up to help drivers navigate the change. Tuesday is primary election day in Wisconsin, and the western portion of the state will feature a competitive Democratic primary. Tuesday's third congressional district primary will feature Katrina Shankland, Rebecca Cook, and Eric Wilson on the ballot, each looking to secure enough support to take on Congressman Derek Van Orden in the general election this November. Tuesday's ballot will also feature two controversial proposed constitutional amendments regarding the governor's power to distribute federal funding. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a movie this weekend that is ripe for theater viewing as opposed to streaming, and you can't seem to get enough of franchises, check out Alien Romulus. Not even sure I need to explain what it's about, but the story finds colonizers in space who end up in peril when they come face to face with, you guessed it, aliens. Alien Romulus is the umpteenth installment in the series and most likely not the last, and it opens August 16th. Have fun at the movies. Matt Damon says the people and culture of Boston can seem abrasive and harsh. Damon's new comedy is called The Instigators and is set in the actor's native city. His lifelong pal and castmate Casey Affleck also calls Boston his hometown. Damon says he is aware of how people view Boston and can be put off by Bostonians' sarcasm and cynicism. But to him, it feels like a comfortable pair of socks. New tourism slogan, anyone? The Instigators can be streamed on Apple TV. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny and warm today, with high temperatures climbing into those mid-80s. Winds will be light and variable, and overnight, patchy fog is possible. We put today on repeat for tomorrow as well before we get soaked on Thursday, with rain lingering for our Friday and even into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WCFW website at wcfw.fm. Your news just for the Eau Claire area. I'm James Kelly with WCFW News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, Brian and I will be talking about the Olympics. What was your favorite event? We want to hear from you. I'll also be joined by Wisconsin Policy Forum past president Rob Henkin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
The Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. That music means like a smooth Tuesday afternoon. Your smooth voice for the after. Luke Mathers, our friend, our colleague, our neighbor. He is radio's neighbor, Luke Mathers.
How are we doing, Todd?
I am fantastic. How about you?
I'm doing well. It's a good Tuesday afternoon. It's election day here in Wisconsin. Yes. So if you can hear my voice right now and you've not made a plan to be a voter, please reconsider. Make a plan. You got until 8 p.m. If you get in line before then, you can stay in line, even if there is some congestion at your polling location. If you're in line by 8, you are eligible to vote. We are a same-day voter registration state, so if you've recently moved or you need to update your registration status, you can still do that. There is no reason not to be a voter today between now and 8 p.m.
Very good, Luke. And the nice thing is, in Wisconsin now, with the change in law with the Supreme Court ruling, if you're still in line at 8 o'clock, they'll bring in dinner. So that's fantastic.
Todd, I wouldn't be promising that to folks.
But no, that's not
true.
Todd's
going to bring you dinner, apparently.
That's not true.
Mandated by the state Supreme Court.
Wouldn't it be fantastic? It'd be great, right? That was the rule.
It's a much different. That would be a much different read on the laws than down in Georgia, where they outlaw water and things.
Yes,
of that
that's true.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you don't know where to vote, go to myvote.w, or as we say back in the Southwest, W. Myvote.wi.gov. You can put in your name, your address, get a date. No, they'll just tell you where to vote, and it'll be fantastic.
Easy to do.
Absolutely. 855-752-4842 if you want to talk to Lukester. If you got a question, if you got a house painting question, he's happy to take it. The house is painted, right?
The house is painted.
The house is painted. Yes. Thank God. Yes. 855-752-4842. Luke, talking a little bit there before the break about Donald Trump's cadre of lies. And Pete Buttigieg, who is better than that guy answering stuff?
He's pretty good at that. Yeah.
162 lies down there at Mar-a-Lago. And that's not even counting the ones that he told on Twitter X, Twix, last night with Elon. Did you hear any of that?
I saw that it was occurring because it's one of those things when you're on the app, Elon's got it set up now. Even though I don't follow Elon Musk or Donald Trump, that it pops up at the top there. So I clicked on it, and I clicked on it during the technical difficulties that they were having.
Oh, did they have the elevator music?
No, it was just silence.
That's
amazing. It was just silence. I mean, terrible. With like a handful of different images for all the other people that were listening. I have a feeling that Elon was totally fine with any bot activity claiming to be listening yesterday, because some of those numbers I saw seemed largely exaggerated, but like just exaggerated.
Unlike Kamala Harris's crowd, the numbers were exaggerated.
Yes. And so I did not stay in that space very long. I popped in, nothing was working seemingly, and then I turned it off.
Representative of the Trump campaign. What do you think about these Trump lies? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. I mean, you could do a particular lie. You could talk about the whole thing as a group, but just the fact that this guy cannot help himself. Let's go to the phone lines. Dick listening on WMDX in Madison. Dick, always a pleasure. What say you?
I got some painting to do, Luke. You want to help me out?
I'm good. I'm already on to the next home project, sorry. Dick. I appreciate the offer, though.
Dick, when he came back in the office after he got that painted, I said elbow, wrist, and he could do like the Karate Kid stuff. You know, back he could do all side to side. Show me up. They'll paint the fence.
One of the paintbrushes is still sitting on the counter, Dick, and it just mocks me. It's just like all of the pain that you went through.
Yeah. What do you got for us, Dick?
Well, to Trump and the thing last week, I watched about 15, 20 minutes of it, and I can't even call it a news conference. First of all, you could not hear the questions most of the time at all. So you basically were just hearing him muttering on and meandering along, and you didn't know what he was even speaking to. Mm-hmm. So how is that? And then usually the press conferences I've ever seen, person stands up, they says what agency they're from. And the other thing that was really weird is how often does Donald Trump treat people from the press with respect? He kept pointing to people and going, excuse me, yes, you, and being really nice to people. I've never seen that from him. I honestly think it was a bunch of cardboard cutouts there.
And fake, it was just a bunch of softball
questions.
No, there were actually real reporters there. I know that for sure. But I think you bring up a great point. Luke, what's your take on this? Pardon me. Not providing reporters with a microphone so Trump could kind of reinterpret the question as he saw fit.
I mean, as a guy that works in an audio medium, pretty poor production value. But that's my initial take on it. I don't know if it's one of those intentional things. I have a feeling it probably was. It was either one. Or two things. It was either they didn't want the reporters' questions to be audibly heard on the stream because it was primarily just an opportunity for Donald Trump to say whatever he wanted then. Or it was just incompetence and they just didn't have the microphones there. So it could be one of the
other. Could be or both, like
or
you say.
A combination of both.
What I found interesting to your point was many of the national cable networks took this entire thing because it was billed as basically a news event. And thanks to you, we were on the air together that day. And you made me listen to it.
I'm
not sure. I just said, can you keep track of it? You were listening off the air and we're like, well, look, we kind of made the joint decision. We're not going to carry this unless it's actually newsworthy. But a lot of national cable networks did, but they didn't take the very salient message-oriented, meaty rallies of Harris and Walz throughout their tour.
Yeah, it definitely gave some 2016 vibes with the way that those press conferences / rallies were covered last week. But it is important to, like, I think everybody wants to talk about newsworthiness, like what is newsy, and that is a big topic since 2016. Because I think rightfully so, the media got a lot of criticism.
Yeah,
the way that
Don Lemon gave Trump, I mean, carte blanche almost every night on CNN in 2016.
And there was morning cable TV shows that were letting him call in, and there was footage of just in the background as the 24/7 cable news cycle would be going about their normal programming, you would have kind of the picture-in-picture of the empty podium just because they knew it was good for ratings.
Correct.
And so they tried to do everything they could that was good for their own bottom line, and that was covering just ad nauseum the Trump events throughout 2016. And listen, I think it is a very hard question. It is a question that a lot of folks even here at Civic Media struggle with. Exactly how do you determine newsiness?
Yeah.
And so I didn't have a problem listening into last week's press conference because it is something that breaking news could have occurred at.
Right.
Like, absolutely.
He could have said Trump or Vance is out.
Yeah, there could have been breaking news there, but taking the raw the raw audio without really getting a chance to listen to it first and even ask that question, is this newsworthy enough to put directly out over the cable or the radio airwaves? And just doing it unfiltered is a disservice, I think, to the public. And it is something that I thought most places learned in the aftermath of 2016. And so it's interesting to see where these things are getting caught up. Because we had over the weekend, there was hacked information
right.
from the Donald Trump campaign. And most press outlets...
Allegedly.
Yeah. Well, I believe the reporters said that I believe AP, New York Times, and the Washington Post all received this hacked information, and they don't know where it came from. And so they decided, hey, we're not going to go out and publish the information that we've gotten, which is a completely different approach to it than 2016, they took the Podesta emails and just started reporting on them. Right. There was John Podesta's risotto recipe was something that one of the major outlets covered back in 2016. That's how bad it was back then.
I'd take Tim Walz's lefse recipe.
I'd take a good hot dish recipe if he's got one. I mean,
but you raise a great point. In 2016, they released the stuff that was hacked on Hillary's email that helped Donald Trump. Now the press decided not to release the information that's hacked again. Apparently to help Trump. I mean, directly or indirectly, that's going to be the result.
Yes. And so it's just very interesting to see where you see these lessons applied and where they're not applied. Yeah. And so it is just one of those things where it's a question that constantly needs to be asked. And it is unfortunately, there's never going to be a right answer either. Yeah. So it's something that we have to continually work on and discuss and talk about.
855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Talking to Luke Mathers on Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Let's go to Matt listening in Middleton on WMDX. Matt, thanks for calling in. What do you got?
Hey, guys. What's grinding my gears is this media connection to the acceptance of lies. Because I've talked to some people, and if they do support Trump still, it's usually about immigration, and they don't care about much else because they're ignorant. They don't know how the world works or the economy or anything else. But I think people accept all the lies because they see how jaded the major media organizations are, and they just want their tax cuts, so they don't care about truth. And that filters out throughout society where people just figure that it's politics and they all lie, and it's the false equivalency problem that we can't get out of. So I hope that once the internet and social media become more like they've been around long enough where we can sort out the problems of it, maybe truth will come back to mattering for something. We can only hope, but I think it is the media and the internet combining to form this world where people just don't really trust much of anything. And thank God for civic media.
Appreciate the call, Matt. Thank you so very much. 855-752-4842. Luke, Matt brings up a great point that, you know, the term gaslighting gets put around a lot. Mm-hmm. And to put it down there where the chickens could get at it, as Judge Weisberg likes to say. Gaslighting is nothing more than accusing your opponent of what's true about yourself so that everybody, well, that person says that, well, that person says that, well, they're all doing that, so nothing really actually matters.
That's an application of gaslighting, but the definition of gaslighting is just telling somebody that they know is right, that it's wrong, or the inverse.
Right.
And so it's
to a point where they believe it.
Right. And to the exactly. And so it's like they're trying to tell you not to believe your lying eyes.
Right.
Because it's you can see it, but they're telling you no, that's not happening. That's gaslighting.
Yeah.
And so I mean, I grew up in an age where the internet was brand new, and one of the first things that my folks ever taught me was don't believe everything you see on the internet. And unfortunately, that's not something that folks now deem applicable all the time. They'll see something and it'll be a knee-jerk reaction, and they'll be like, this confirms or this goes against my beliefs, and I either agree with it or I don't right away. And the question isn't whether or not I believe this information in front of me to be true. It's whether or not I agree with this information. And if I agree with it, great, it's true. If I disagree with it, nope, it's false. You can't prove otherwise to me. And so I think the bigger problem there to Matt and Middleton's point is we do need more efforts towards media literacy and figuring out the source of the information, what the information is itself, and being able to think critically about who would be putting that out. Why does it seem true? Why does it seem false? What is the source? What is the credibility of those sources? And there's just a lot that goes into media literacy, but we could all do better when it comes to slapping down some of the misinformation. But it's a really hard thing to do when you have a former president just going out there and getting a fire hose of consciousness that just gets picked up by these cable news television stations and broadcast to the world. And so it is a very difficult fight to be having.
I'm old enough to remember when the internet came out, I just didn't believe anything. I said the internet itself is not real. They can't do that. You can't get information that quickly. It's all fake. It's all just...
Well, now we're living into the post-truth society, and then when you go to a web browser that says it's a search engine, but when you type something in, all it gives you is like 5 ads for the
really?
Big business. Oh, really? Have you used Google lately?
Yeah, but I don't get 5 ads. I mean, I get the real stuff.
Lately, as in like the last 5, 6, even longer years. No, you get ads. It's called
it's all sponsored. It's sponsored content.
You just got to scroll past that to get to the real stuff.
Yeah, but that's not what a search engine is. That's an ad provider.
What are you going to do? Go Duck Daddy or whatever that's called? What is it called? Duck Duck Goose?
Duck Duck Go, I think.
That's Duck Go and Bing. Microsoft.
Oh, not Bing.
Nobody uses Bing. That's
what?
That's not a real thing.
Bing.
But if we see you on the lines, Jack and Merrimack is next. It's the All Ball Show at Luke's on Civic Media's Ready Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Hey there. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick update about fun on the cheap. Board games. There's a bunch of new stuff out there that's a cheap way for families to have fun. Here are a few of my new favorites. Wavelength is a party game. It's a spin on charades or Pictionary. You predict your partner's response to something. It's fun, it's smart, and we always end up laughing and laughing. And then there's Five Crowns. It's a great card game for a family of all ages. It's cheap to buy, and it's easy to learn. It's like Rummy, but with more suits. And last but not least, my favorite game is Wingspan. It's a competitive game about bird watching, which I love on so many levels, and my kid tolerates with me on special occasions. And good news, you can often try before you buy because sometimes local libraries have games you can check out. Head over to workmoney.org for more tips. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. That's 10 minutes away from CBS and ABC News time, depending upon what great station across Civic Media's network you listen to, followed by the award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Maggie Dawn every afternoon from 2 until 4. This is the All Ball Show with Lukester Mathers here. And this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Zomer started playing that, and I thought, good Lord, he hit the wrong thing. And I'm like, wait, no, it's actually the second hour.
See, it's throwing you off more than it's throwing me off for
that's exactly
the
right.
Schedule change.
My little sister says, what about Ask Jeeves with the butler image?
See?
Have you used that, Heather? I don't know. Have you used it?
Not in some time.
I'm aware it exists.
Yeah.
This is what I would do. I would say, hey, Siri, Ask Jeeves.
See, but that's the thing is like Google is a monopoly and we're finding out that they're suppressing other search engines. And there could be like very good user-friendly search engines that don't provide an ad every single scroll down.
You want to know what works? My grandparents' Encyclopedia Britannica. There's no search engine.
Sure.
There.
I'm sure that it's a lot harder to find, though, and it hasn't been updated in a couple decades. But sure.
855-752-4842. Jack from Merrimack. What up, my friend? What's popping on the ferry in Merrimack? A beautiful day to be on the ferry up there.
Yeah, I haven't been on that for a while. It tends to get pretty clogged up, and it takes a long time. Sometimes you got to wait 2 or 3passages before you can even get on. Anyway.
Not exactly the ringing endorsement that the Merrimack Chamber of Commerce is looking for, but that's fine. That's fine. Go ahead, Jack.
I didn't know there was a Merrimack Chamber of Commerce. Anyway, more seriously, it appears that the MAGAs have learned a lesson from the German fascists. The Minister of Propaganda for Hitler, Joseph Goebbels, stated
accuse the other side of that of which you are guilty. And boy, they're sure doing a lot of that. I did not listen to that so-called news conference.
Yeah,
I figured that it would be exactly what it was, which is a bunch of lies and propaganda. But what has to happen, and so many major media outlets cover this thing. What has to happen with these with the media? Is, and I'm sincere about this, and I've been saying it for quite a while.
Yeah.
Ever since Trump said the media is the enemy of the American people. That's a direct quote from I think 2017. If Trump gets back in, and the media that have been even moderately critical of him or fact checking him at all at any point, they're going to be among the first subject to persecution under Project 2025. There's no question. Yep. If the media doesn't wake up and start taking a stand on this and calling these lies every time that it happens, that it gets on there, we're going to be in real trouble.
Yep. Jack, you hit it on the head. Thank you so very much. Really appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Appleton. Cam in Appleton, what do you got on the search engine tip?
Hey, so if you're using any search engines, period, there's a few that you can use out there other than Google search. DuckDuckGo is one of them. Make sure you're using Firefox. And if for a web browser, don't use Chrome anymore, especially because Chrome is pushing through a change that will prevent any time-worthy ad blockers from working. This includes uBlock Origins, which should be the only ad blocker that you use, period. But uBlock Origins is an extension that is available on Firefox and Chrome. You turn it on, and it basically does all the work for you. And then for your computer, do not install any antivirus software that exists today. They are almost always a form of malware nowadays. Mm-hmm. Only use Windows Defender, which is included with Windows anyways. That is more than enough. And that's basically all I got for you guys.
Hey, great news we can use, Cam. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to LA Tom. Tom, we got to get in Luke's grinding his gears, so make it quick, Tom. What do you got?
All right, first off, Cam, I'll let you know if you want that jdweirdo.com URL, get in contact with me. Second, I just think that we need to, like Lawrence O'Donnell said, have fact-checking in real time on the actual screen. And I think, honestly, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, any of us that call in on these shows should not have to be spending time correcting the truth or the lie or the lies of the people that called in before they're doing talking points.
Yeah.
That should be corrected, or they should be held their feet to the fire when they're saying such claims. So therefore, when we call up, we can actually give a factual claim that is there. And if we're not factual, then same thing goes for us.
Appreciate it, Tom.
This is just ridiculous. We need facts.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it, Tom. L.A. Luke, it all comes, I mean, my old professor at UP Platteville, the late, great Jack O'Neill said, it all comes down to that. He drew a dollar sign in the board. I mean, it all comes. I mean, you said it earlier. A lot of this stuff, network, national news, international news, it comes down to clicks, views, ratings. What's going to make him money?
Yeah, and so I think it's very important to be cognizant of those incentives, and that outlets like cable news television have those, and call them out when you see them.
Luke Mathers, what's grinding your gears?
It's hard to be able to, on a primary election, which is historically low turnout, it is hard to see the tea leaves.
Yes.
It is difficult to predict these things because you don't know exactly who the electorate's going to be. And I think the more people that vote in the state of Wisconsin and across the country, the better. Always. Like, that's the golden rule.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems very telling that in the last 24 to 48 hours, the advocates for these two constitutional ballot questions that they want to change the Wisconsin Constitution to give the legislature even more control, it seems they might be scared, Todd, because they're using Scott Walker as a boogeyman and trying to send to seemingly liberal-leaning voters these messages of, you better vote yes on these constitutional amendments because governors like Scott Walker could be able to disperse federal emergency aid. And it's like, what?
We talked about this earlier in the show. Did you get one of these?
I personally did not get one, but I know several friends that sent me screenshots last night. Sent me these screenshots being like, wait, what?
And it's dirty tricks.
But the beautiful thing was, everybody that sent it to me was like, I'm voting no.
Good.
And so it wasn't helpful. It kind of seemed comical almost, but boy, it seems like the no vote may be gaining some steam today.
Very good.
And it may be that those proponents for yes are going to lose.
Political trickery afoot. That's what's grinding Luke Mathers' gears. Luke, sir, we always appreciate you. Thanks for going back an hour.
Not a problem, Todd.
We appreciate it. Talk to you tonight along with Terry Bell starting at 8 o'clock when polls close for election coverage. Many thanks to Ben Wickler, chair of the Democratic Party, and Luke Mathers, Mr. Zomers, and all you for listening. Stay tuned for Maggie Dawn next across the network. We'll see you tomorrow. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tonight.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it's Wednesday. That means it's time for Public Cervix Announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. If you have a question for the doctor, just send it to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10. Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter, then tune to your local civic media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local civic media radio station and streaming on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app. CB.